Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We had a nice long day yesterday here at work.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a fun long day.
It was a culmination of a series of events.
Yes, we have a contest called Classroom Musical. Mm-hmm. Which we started a couple years back, kid.
I think this was the fourth one.
Yeah, when wow. Glee, it was because of Glee. As Glee inspired, kid was really into the whole music and singing and making videos,
theater
and songs, and the theater thing.
Yeah.
So we made Classroom Musical, where you create your own video, singing a song, you create your own lyrics, or you sing along to it, and you just give us a nice little shout out.
Yeah.
This year we had an extra prize. Normally you just get $1,500 if you win your division.
Mm-hmm. And then you can pimp out your classroom, teachers get money to do whatever they want with
whatever
it,
right? You want. Because a lot of teachers have to spend their own money, and it gets expensive, and $1,500 is a lot to help you out with all the school supplies and everything.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Carmen decided to help us out. Which meant one of the three winners from our three divisions would be lucky enough to have a private concert at school from Carmen. Big deal.
Get out of class. That's the big deal.
That's a big deal. Yeah, we were asking how do you make this happen?
Yeah.
And they told us you take about 10 minutes off from each period.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you have about an hour for this assembly to take place.
All right.
Smart. And you got to ask all the parents, make sure they're cool with it. So
it's a lot. It's not just as easy as showing up.
Yeah.
I mean, there had to be security there.
Hard is the hard work,
you know,
man.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a whole... Did you guys see me make that half-court shot in the middle school?
Oh, my gosh.
This is not about that.
We're really going to talk about that?
Man, Jen, that was first try and everything. It was pretty cool. Anyways.
Back to Carmen.
Back to the kids.
Ovanian Middle School ended up being our Carmen winner. Mrs. Reed is their teacher. She got about 30 of her students together, made this video, edited it up, put it up on YouTube, and ended up winning the middle school division.
It was good.
And then ended up winning the Carmen competition.
Yeah.
So we showed up yesterday. There was, how many would you say, 300 kids?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it had to be more than that.
I'm so bad at numbers.
Yeah. 400?
In the school?
I would have probably said, yeah, it was about a million men.
In the assembly, there were 1,100
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, I was going to say
300, JC. Yeah,
there were, I'd say a million.
There were 400 kids in the risers alone.
My estimation was a bit off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not
there
good
were about
with estimations.
A thousand.
51 kids in the video by itself.
No, like 200.
There was 51 overall, Shannon. I was also guessing that one.
In the video, yeah.
Yeah. So we had the stage set up. We got news cameras there from all over town. This is a huge deal.
And we had the principal of the school of Ovanian is Mr. Tucci. And we asked him.
Tucci!
He couldn't say enough nice things about Mrs. Reed for putting this video together. This is what he had to say about her.
I promote those kinds of things with my teachers. I like them to take risks. I like them to take chances. I like them to do things that are good for kids. Miss Reed is the one that made it all happen. Miss Reed does a great job with those kinds of things, and she worked very hard with our kids, obviously, to produce the award-winning video.
That's a cool last name for teacher, by the way.
Tucci.
Mr. Tucci.
Yeah. Tucci.
Love this, though, because, you know, it just allows kids to do something that, you know, they can pick like a contemporary song and something that they would listen to in their free time and dance to.
Right.
And, you know, be able to spend class time making a song and working together on something do something fun that's not just for, like, sitting there looking at a periodic table, because that gets boring, you know?
And this is something you remember forever.
Yeah.
And you can go back and watch this video when you're, like, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, when you have kids.
There are lessons to be learned. I mean, they were educated in certain video production and things like that.
And teamwork.
It's still educational. Teamwork. It's very important.
And it's cool that Carmen wanted to partner up with us for this, because, you know, we have all the schools submit this on YouTube, and that is how Carmen got their start, was by making YouTube videos. So it just shows it's possible.
Now, I know what you're wondering.
What
has Mrs. Reed done with the $1,500?
I was asking that myself just the other day.
If I had been a teacher, I would have bought a pony.
You would have bought a pony.
I'm just telling you.
Class pony?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure ponies are a little more expensive than $1,500.
You might get a discount pony. Maybe a miniature pony.
Maybe a sick pony.
A broken pony?
Yeah.
That's a derby pony.
A derby pony. So this is what Mrs. Reed answered when we asked her what she's done with the money.
We had a pizza party today, actually. We spent some of that on that. I bought some stage fighting books, some interesting makeup books. We got some, we're about to get a new lighting system come in. And we got some costumes, some cool costumes and wigs.
Man, you know how to stretch a dollar.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you should hang out with Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We need to go to the Dollar Tree. Holla.
I still would have bought a pony. Go ahead.
There you go. Who gets a pony with $1,500?
You could.
If you could, would you buy one right now? If I
pony.
Found you a pony for $1,500, would you buy it?
I got problems. I don't even want no pony.
You put it in there with your dog? You don't want a pony?
No, I got issues right now.
I ended up going to, I talked to Carmen before they went up there, and performing for a middle school, it's tough. Because middle school kids, they'll, you know, if you're not performing, they'll turn on you.
12, 13, 14-year-olds.
Yeah. So here's Carmen talking about how this is a very complicated show.
This is a complicated show. It's like you got to impress the middle schoolers, and it's a lot of pressure. I mean, they were basically in this contest to win us. So it's a lot of pressure. We really want to do it justice.
It is a lot of pressure. And when they start performing, you see middle school kids, they're not really into things at first. It takes a minute to get into it.
Right.
Yeah, they're trying to look cool. That's the age when you got to look. You can't freak out in front of your friends.
Yeah, but as,
cool.
As soon as they started playing, you could just see their faces light up.
Oh, yeah, I wanted a good view when something went down that we're about to play. And so I sat next to the cutest group of girls. And I don't know if I made them really uncomfortable, but I sat down next to them because I wanted to remember what it felt like, you know, to sit down there on the ground. And they just, like, didn't want to sing, and they're looking at me, and they have their phones out, and they were being nervous. I'm like, come on, let's sing, trying to get them together and get up and get rowdy.
Well, somebody got up and got rowdy.
Yeah, you did.
Carmen, they got famous because they did that Chris Brown Look At Me Now song, and they decided to perform that song, but with a little twist. Amy actually went out in the audience and pulled one of the little girls from Mrs. Brown's class by the hand and said, who wants to rap? Mrs. Reed, I'm sorry. Pulled a girl from her class up into the onto the stage, and they sang.
And Shannon told me that this particular girl was like, she's a Carmen super fan.
She's a super fan.
Yeah.
So I ended up, and her name's Desiree. This is a little girl rapping along with Carmen.
So we start like this. Say, yellow model chick, yellow bottle sipping.
Isn't that cool?
Nice.
What would you say? You wax it on and off. Say, Mr. Miyagi, and I'm suicide doors. Look at me now. Look at me now. What you guys got? Say, I'm getting paid. Look at me now. Look at me now. Yeah.
Dude, I always wanted to be
in front of your class, man.
I always wanted to be that dude that was picked up by the audience. Like, Janet Jackson concert. I was like, Janet, pick me. I just knew. And it was a plant. No way in the world she picked
me. You're saying this kid was a plant?
No.
Desiree was a plant?
That was a great analogy, Al.
Desiree actually doesn't go to O'Banion Middle School. She just was placed there by Carmen.
She's on tour with Carmen in 38 cities.
So the one time was Janet. That's the only time you tried?
That and Sheila E.
Sheila E.
Dude,
I don't even know who that is.
I bought like a neon green scarf.
We all lead a glamorous life we don't need.
I was on the third row. I bought this neon green scarf, and I'm waving it in the air. Sheila, pick me! Pick me, please! Please! Didn't pick me.
Millie Jackson picked you, Al.
Shut up. Let's go. Move on.
And, Shannon actually got audio from the kids reacting to Carmen, because a lot of them were extremely excited.
I love Carmen, and I just, it's like hard to take in because I love her so much. Like, I listen to like all her songs. Oh my gosh, like, he's really cute, and I like his shoes. They're gold.
I don't know, I really like her. She's very pretty. I don't know why I'm crying.
She's a good looking lady to me. I think he's a lucky guy to have her, actually.
I couldn't help but notice that you were crying a little bit after meeting Carmen.
Because I love her, and it's just like, she's my inspiration. Her videos inspired me to be like her, to show people that show the world that you can sing, show the world your talent.
Show the world your talent right now.
used to be a lady, thought you was a baby, that was a perfect lover. I'm sorry, all the harmonies went falling out of key, so now I gotta find another.
I'ma do it a cappella.
Wow.
Nice.
She sounded awesome, actually.
Oh, girl, I don't know why I'm crying.
Happy tears. We're talking about the
happy
today.
Tears. You get overwhelmed. Yep. So
big,
great.
Big thank you to Albania Middle School and to Mrs. Reed's class.
And to Carmen.
And to all the kids in the video. And to Carmen for going out there and performing. And,
awesome.
And going out in the stands and not just standing on the stage. Mm. Amy went out and was in the audience the entire performance.
And meeting each and every kid who was in the video that won Classroom Musical.
Exactly. And every kid at the school, too. Yeah. And we're going to do it again next year.
Sounds good.
Hopefully we make it bigger, too.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's time to play our new game called the Shout-Out Game.
Shout-out.
It all started because...
How was it? Do we know what the first shout-out was?
Well, it was JC. I don't know when it was.
It was
JC something.
I think I remember it was something... Okay, don't be mad at me for saying this, because I think I do remember what it was.
I don't even think you were here yet.
I'm sure you were.
Jason, what do you think I would like to know?
Well, I mean, I think I was told what it was when I asked originally, and I just remember.
Oh, okay.
You guys were doing the show in here.
Uh-huh.
I want to say I was a phone screener. I might not have been here yet, but I was told what it was. But anyways, there was a Mexican guy outside,
mm-hmm.
and he was... He was doing some yard work.
Oh yeah,
and the speakers are on out there when you come down to watch the show, and you said shout out, and he looked and waved.
And my dude. Well, he was being a little loud. We were trying to do the radio show.
Yeah,
and he got a mention, so I just gave him a shout out.
Just gave him shout out.
Just a little love for my people.
So now we've all started shouting out.
The point is, it's whatever we relate to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Kelly likes to shout out to white girls and stuff.
At your dollar store.
The dollar store.
Mom, single mom.
I'm always dropping shout outs.
Kelly's not really a shout out giver.
When I do shout out, it's special.
Every
it's
once very in a special. While she'll shout out.
But that's basically what it means. It portrays to our personalities.
And yeah.
You and Al do it the most.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we do it.
No, you know, we're the minority. So when we see somebody that reminds us of us,
we shout it
then
out.
We shout it out, you know?
I like this, though, because sometimes we feel like we know everything about each other. And then we learn we don't. Like, Al dated Millie Jackson.
That was nuts.
Dated is nuts, yeah.
Well, that is something we all found out
that's
thanks to
big,
the shout-out game.
Now, Nick, you're gonna ask us questions.
That's
and
right.
If we've done it or it portrays to us, we just say shout-out, right?
Yeah. And if anyone wants to hear a backstory, we can stop the game down and say, elaborate.
Like, let's say you dated a celebrity. And
stop the game down.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are going delving into my history just to find out stuff and then I'm going to bring it up.
Your tombstone will say Big Al Mac dated Millie.
Come on, Nick.
All right, guys. Who has ever hit a parked car and did not leave a note? No one. No shout outs.
No.
I don't
think I have.
Good
I
citizens.
I left a note.
I
hit my.
Ended up being one of the biggest mistakes I ever made.
Well, shout out because I hit my mom's car and I didn't leave a note.
Yeah.
I didn't tell her it was me.
Who has ever bombed a job interview?
Maybe. I don't know.
Shout out. I used to do that job interview bit where I would bomb them on purpose.
True.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have.
It's so fun to bomb interviews.
Well, when you're doing it on purpose, when you have a job, it is.
Oh, yeah,
when you're legitimately looking for a job and you bomb one, you're like, ah.
Side note, don't do it if you're legitimately looking for a job.
Unemployment rates have never been higher, and I love bombing job interviews.
That was old JC.
Has anyone ever won a big contest, like a spelling bee or a radio contest when you were little?
Shout out.
I was the only kid in Oak Cliff, Texas to win a windsurfer. I won
for what?
Wins. It was just a raffle. I signed up at this department store, and I won. I didn't know what a windsurfer was, and I won a windsurfer. And a windsurfer, if you don't know, it's like an oversized surfboard, and there's this big stick in the middle of it with a sail attached to it.
It's like a sail surfboard.
And I had a hatchback at the time, so that's the only way I could get it home. I didn't have a truck, so I had to put the windsurfer, like the front end was on the dashboard, and the back end was sticking out of the car. And I'm cruising through my neighborhood, you know, that's where we roll. Had my swag on, had my windsurfer sticking out the back.
What'd you do with it?
Nothing. Sold it. I couldn't. There was no water. Why even give a windsurfer away here? There's no water here.
I want a car when I was 13. Yeah. I want a Chevy Monza.
Yep.
From a Pepsi cap. I popped the Pepsi cap and you pulled the little rubber backing off and it said car. I want a Chevy Monza.
That's so
stick
cool.
shift.
I was real lucky when I was young. I would run scratch offs and, I mean, at fairs and stuff. I remember I was like 10 buying tickets and I won $1,500 really young. And then I went to the state spelling bee. I won the school spelling bee 5th, 6th, and 7th grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Ohio State spelling bee once, but I think I was out like second round.
Man, yeah. I never won anything. Yeah, I used to be that kid that would sit next to the radio and try to win contests to go to to go to a concert or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never won that. I've never won a raffle. I've never won at bingo.
I won a Police album on the radio once.
Yeah. Never won.
They played the song backwards. And I recognized it, so I called up the DJ. He was so mad that I won.
Which one was it?
He thought
it
was the.
It was the song.
Oh, I don't remember the song, but he was so mad because he thought this contest was going to stretch out over his whole shift. I was like, yeah, that's right.
Now I don't have anything.
Mad at me. I just knew it. Oh well.
All right, guys. Has anyone ever used their fame to get something?
Shout out.
But I've used Kid Craddock and Kelly Raspberry's fame.
I know somebody one time pretended to be me and Kid Craddock to get into the grand opening of the Planet Hollywood. Was it Planet Hollywood in Dallas?
Yeah, yeah.
So Kid and I showed up, and they wouldn't let us in because they said Kid Craddock and Kelly Raspberry are already in there. And we're like, no, we are. It was so bad.
Oh, no.
It was embarrassing. Yeah, that happened.
Wow.
And then we all know that Matthew McConaughey pretended to be Kid to get into clubs and stuff.
Uh-huh. I made dinner reservations once, actually thinking that some of the show was going to come, and I made it under Kid Craddock, and Kid never showed up. It was before a concert we were going to, and they gave me a table for 12 in the middle of the restaurant that was super crowded, and it was just me and a friend.
Dude, no matter what I do, no matter who I call, the first thing I say, this is Big Al from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You self? See, I
call my mama. Hey, Mom, this is Big Al from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Name drop.
Well, there are times when I say, this is Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, you could easily say
your
Kelly.
Your name is Kelly Raspberry.
Hi, sir.
I mean, just to see if it helps.
I go, my name is Jenna Owens. They go, how do you spell that?
Like, with the Kid Craddock Morning Show, that's how I spell it.
See, that's my problem, Jenna. When I call and I'm like, this is JC. And then they don't ask me to spell. I was like, would you like me to spell that? J-S-I.
Oh, because that makes a difference.
It does.
I've never blatantly asked for something, but I've hoped that
it helps.
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. More often than not.
Long line at the restaurant, I might just kind of wander up there and kind of look, you know.
Yeah, sure do got to wake up really early tomorrow for a radio show that we do.
Kelly's good at it. I ran into her at this one of our favorite restaurants in town, and she's like, I've been waiting for 45 minutes. And she goes, Jenny, you shouldn't be waiting here. She's like, we know people. And I'm like, I know, but I'm just so normal. I can't name drop.
All right, just a few quick ones here.
All right.
Who has ever shared food with their pet?
Oh, shout out.
Well, I mean, giving them some of it.
Like, they take a bite, and then you take a bite.
Oh, like the ice cream cone?
Yeah.
Like, you lick it?
No, I don't think I do that. No.
I have before, yeah. So shout out. I mean, I used to, when I was younger, do like, pug popsicle sharing.
Now, when I was a little kid, I used to pretend to be a dog, and I get down and eat out of the dog bowl. My mother said it was just
Wow, that's hot.
But I was a little kid. I didn't know.
That's hot right there.
Has anyone ever picked up a hitchhiker?
No.
Shout out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You could be murdered.
I know. But I always wanted to. It was a girl when I was like 17.
I always think I'm gonna get set up.
Okay,
man.
Picking up your walk of shame because you saw her walking home doesn't count.
No, I was 17. You can't have walks of shame at 17. I just saw a girl on the side of the road and she looked pretty from behind. So I just pulled over. I was like, "Hey, you need a ride?" And she said,
"That's not a hitchhiker though. That's just
she was
walking.
She was she had the thumb out and everything."
Yeah, I mean,
but it was on a 2-lane highway where I lived, and she ended up living 45 minutes away, and I had no gas money. So I ended up having to call my dad to come get the gas.
You ended up hitchhiking. I see somebody walking. If they missed the bus or something, like pick them up to catch the bus.
When I was it never left me. When I was a little girl, I went to my my church's school. I went to Florence Christian School, which is part of Florence Baptist Temple. I was a little girl. I might have been in fifth grade. And I remember they were having a funeral while we were in school in the church part. And it was a man who had picked up a hitchhiker, and the hitchhiker murdered him. I said, that's it. I don't care how sad, pathetic you look.
Are you
what
sure
if it's
that
raining?
Just a story.
I'll never pick up. That man was murdered trying to be a good Samaritan.
I had a
murdered picking up a hitchhiker. I don't care what your sob story is.
I had a wonderful conversation.
I'm not risking it.
I had a wonderful conversation with that guy.
Yeah, I can't do it.
How would you like to win a trip for two to the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya down in Mexico?
Love that.
It's a brand new resort with brand new pools, and it's got that brand new room smell. If you would like to head on down there, you got to play our game On the Clock for Hard Rock. Call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-PEAK-IT.
Kelly, give us a prime number that they got to be.
Well, we always do the same one, so I'll do 17 this time.
Call number 17. You have a shot to go to Mexico on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and we'll do that next.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Who wants to go to Mexico?
I do.
I know, but we can't, Al. Oh. We got to wait.
All right.
Somebody else is going to be going to Mexico, and that someone else could be Adam Jameson. Hey, Adam.
Hey, how you doing today?
Oh, we're doing great, sir.
What's up, Adam?
Doing really good.
Hey, what's going on, Al, man?
Oh, shout out my brother from another mother.
What'd you want me to say?
Tell us about you, dog. That's my dog. Man.
Oh, I'm just a night out, just driving home from work, and I called in for the contest.
All right.
You got through, my man. You were car number 17, which is what Kelly was looking for.
Yep.
And we're going to play On the Clock for Hard Rock.
You ever been to Mexico?
No, never been.
Oh, this would be a great first-time trip.
Yeah, buddy. Did you take time to go to KidNation.com and check out our bonus visual clue?
Nah, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Dog. All right.
Adam ain't got time for that. He's busy doing stuff.
All right.
Now, Adam, how good are you at being able to tell what celebrities sound like?
At voice recognition.
Yeah.
It all depends.
Well, hopefully the clues we give will help as well, because JC's going to play the recording of a celebrity, and then I'll give you three clues, and you'll get to guess.
Okay.
Here we go.
Does that sound good to you?
I'm looking forward to it, man. Let's do it.
All right. Well, I was buying time because...
I was saying, does that sound good? Would you like to play now?
My clue does not seem to... There she is.
Okay, here we go.
My lovely, beautiful clue. All right, are you ready for your audio clue?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Good. Here you go.
My definition of beauty has changed as I've gotten older, in that I see so much now how beauty really does, you know, as cliched as it sounds, it really does emanate from within. And when you sit with somebody who has true wisdom and true insight, you know, they all of a sudden look physically very beautiful.
Now, that could just sound like some random white chick to you.
That's what it sounds like to me.
But after I give you these clues, it should be pretty obvious. Conscious Uncoupling. Do you hear me? Conscious Uncoupling, Coldplay, and Apple. You got 6 seconds. You're on the clock for Hard Rock. Go.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yay!
Whoa! My man.
I would say awesome. 90% of dudes would have gotten that wrong.
Well, the clues were really good.
Just the voice, yeah. I had no idea.
Well done, Adam.
Which one in particular gave it away for you?
Coldplay and Apple was pretty obvious.
Yeah. Now, do you have somebody special you're going to take with you to the Hard Rock in Playa?
I'm going to take my girl.
There you go.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, this is what you're getting. We're going to fly you and your girl to the brand new Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya in Mexico. You guys get 4 days and 3 nights. Don't even need to bring a wallet, just your passport, because it's all inclusive with 9 world-class restaurants, 8 bars and lounges, hot tubs in every single room. I have been following this account on Instagram, by the way, and the photos they've been... because, you know, it just opened.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to take a trip there, and the photos are stunning. The views of the water, I mean, just from about every part of the resort, you can see the blue water, snorkeling, kayaking. They have a signature spa. All in.
I heard the food is great there. You know, that's what I always look into.
And it's brand new. Brand new.
Congratulations, Adam.
Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, JC, how's this?
Hi!
My man!
Adam, that was incredible.
Wow. You get to practice that a lot in Mexico.
That's the best black man greeter we've ever had.
And I have some sombreros you can borrow as well. They say happy 29-ish on them, but you can make them work.
Just scratch that off.
It'll work just fine. Adam, you have fun for us, okay, my man?
Hello.
Oh,
actually, hello.
Adam, hold on for just a
second.
Sorry,
Adam.
We
have one more thing.
Big Al's Mexico tip of the day.
Oh, God, no.
I was trying to get past it.
Come on now. Adam.
Sorry, Adam.
And I see Adam has truly never been to Mexico. He could really use a helpful tip.
Mexico.
I'm going to give you a great tip for Mexico. Jenna was just speaking about the sombreros. Now, let me tell you something. The sombrero is a good idea to take to Mexico. But should you not take one to Mexico, never buy the huge sombrero as a souvenir to bring back from Mexico. Because there's nowhere you can pack it.
I disagree.
You can't put
it
in the overhead. This is Big Al's Mexican tip of the day.
That's true.
There's nowhere to pack it.
Big Al's getting tested.
You cannot. It won't fit through the doorway of the airplane. There's nothing to do. It looks like a great idea when you're at the little shop on the side of the road. But there's nothing you could do with a big Mexican sombrero.
You wear it.
Really helpful.
My friends and I wore ours.
That's taking to Mexico. Great.
That was Big Al's Mexico tip of the day.
There you go, Adam. Don't buy a humongous sombrero.
There you go.
So.
Thanks a lot, guys. I love you. I listen to you all the time.
We love you too.
Love you too, man.
Have a great day. Al, that was actually. You're one of your better tips.
Thank you.
You agree.
I actually agree with you.
No.
Taking it to Mexico. Listen,
disagree.
Jenna.
No, we wore them back.
Yours aren't that big.
Jenna,
yours were
huge ones.
I wish I had gotten
I'm talking about the huge sombrero that looks like
Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, like if you have your arms out like this, like
truthfully, the letter I had had that one because it makes you look thinner. Do the bigger sombrero, you look skinnier.
You can't fly back with it, though. That's all Al's trying to let us know.
It's hard.
I got your back on this.
It's hard. Just like the Hawaiian shirt. Also a bad idea.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We all like to vent on Twitter. And when you vent on Twitter, you got to have a nice little catchy hashtag to go along with it.
Yeah.
And it's usually followed by the word problems. Like we said, Jay-Z got attacked by a sister-in-law in an elevator, so now he's got 100 problems. Mm-hmm. Hashtag sister-in-law problem.
All right.
I have a couple from my life.
Okay, give it to me.
I jumped off my roof, hurt my foot. Hashtag ninja problems.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Or how about homeowner problems? Unprepared homeowner problems.
No, that was ninja problems because I didn't roll right.
Mm.
Or I handed my son the doggy treats bag because it's way too similar to the Crazins bag. Hashtag daddy problems.
Mm. Yeah.
He only had a bit of the doggy treat.
All right. Misty Cornelius Hornia writes, I need to lose weight, but I love to eat. Hashtag fluffy girl problems.
Fluffy. Yeah, we ask listeners to go on Facebook and Twitter with their problems. And Caitlin Bryson wrote, when my boyfriend's not home, I have to use a pair of grilling tongs to get things out of our kitchen cabinets. Hashtag short girl problems.
Amy Carter from Facebook writes, we fed my granddaughter too much cotton candy and slushies this weekend. Hashtag not my problem. Hashtag her parents' problem.
Yep. That's the truth.
Right. Well played. We also asked you to call us up and give us your hashtag problems.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT or 800-KID-LIVE.
We'll kick it off with Tarinda.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
I have fuzz problems.
What?
I have fuzz problems.
Okay, why don't you tell us what your problem is and then give us your hashtag.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have six kids, two jobs. I work about 100 hours a week. And I don't have time to shave. I got problems with the fuzz. I got fuzz problems.
So hashtag fuzz problems.
There you go.
There you go, Tarinda.
First time. All right, we'll work
well
it out.
Well done.
We'll work it out.
Yeah, I guess it's
hard. See, what you say is the statement, and then you follow it with hashtag.
Well, it's our first one.
Give him another example. How about from Katie Grams McGovern? I shaved my legs and lost a pound. Hashtag Sasquatch problems.
A pound. Oh, wow.
Or how about from Jennifer Knight? My back hurts. Hashtag big booby problem.
I like this.
Big boobies really do make the back hurt a lot?
Yes. Not bad problems, though.
Yeah, my back's hurting a little about my big boobies. Brent, go ahead and give us your hashtag problem.
Yes, I am a part-time pizza boy delivery man, and my problem is there are things that you cannot unsee. Hashtag pizza boy problem.
Oh, I'd love to sit down and have a cocktail with you and find out what you've seen.
I know.
Way too much. Way too much.
I think I only, because I used to deliver pizzas, I only saw one lady that answered the door with an accidental boob slipping.
Accidental? I thought you got propositioned.
Well,
geez. That was a different.
No,
you ever been propositioned, that was a different lady. Big guy?
I have not been propositioned, okay. But it's come pretty close.
The day is still young, though.
Oh, hey, you know, that's true. That's true.
Is the proposition in lieu of a tip? Is that how they try to get around that?
You know, that would be the right way. If I had to be propositioned, the better tip would be a little bit more worth it.
Well, then the
no, usually not.
Proposition turns into prostitution real quick.
That's true. That's true.
Thanks, later, Brent. Man. Have a great day, man.
Thank you.
Might cut him off. Well, he said you too.
I have a feeling.
Jessica Hansen DeVenny wrote, I can't listen to my kids say, it wasn't me, without singing, but she caught me on the counter. Hashtag shaggy problems.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
That is
awesome. Ty Ann McKinley wrote, my son asked me if I understood what the Chinese lady was saying. I'm Vietnamese. Hashtag Asian problems.
Ashley, go ahead and give us your problem. Hey.
Here is my problem. My 5-year-old daughter makes up embarrassing wrong song lyrics and sings them in front of everybody. For example, do you guys know the song The Cupid Shuffle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the part where he says, down, down, do your thing, my daughter says, brown, brown, doo-doo stain in mama's panties mane. My husband added the part in mama's panties mane just to be funny. Uh-huh. And so he was just joking, but now she sings it everywhere. So hashtag in mama's panties mane problem.
Mama's panties mane.
Roundabout way to get to that hashtag.
Oh, my goodness. All the way to the whale there. Thank you, baby.
It's awful. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yep, it is. Jenna, you might agree with this one from Leah Campbell. Too old for jean shorts, too young for mom jeans. Hashtag 29-ish problems.
Never too old for the jorts.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Certain length of the jorts.
Yeah, well, you got to accept
certain
it.
People. No. I am not too old for the jorts.
No, you didn't say you.
Everyone
didn't say you. You said
jorts.
Never. And, yeah, you will yeah. There will be a time.
Eventually, you cannot wear
just
them.
Can't do it.
Ever again.
Just part of getting old.
That's just how it goes. I'm buying dad jeans next week.
Okay, well, you guys let me know.
We will.
Like,
we
when
will.
I come in that day, you guys go, Jenna,
will.
Uh-uh.
Hashtag too old for short problems.
Jennifer, you're on the hashtag problems line. Go ahead.
Yes. My 15-year-old son got busted last night using my daughter's razor to shave down there. And so I would say hashtag a puberty problem.
Oh, no.
It was at the dinner table, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's great.
He's 15. Was he shaving?
Yeah, I didn't know guys.
He's trying to clean it up.
Do that.
He's 15.
No,
he's young.
I did it because I heard it makes it grow more.
He's 15.
So when you're 15, you want to expedite the process. So I shaved.
Wow.
I had to tell my mom I was so young. I was 14 and I shaved. I mean, most girls are only allowed to shave to their knees.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, you accidentally shave more, and then I just ended up shaving my whole body.
Oh man. Yeah.
My mom goes, well, Jenna, now it's just gonna grow back, and you're gonna be doing this the rest of your life.
It was like I went from 15 back to like 12, just like that, real quick.
And then it never grew back. That's your excuse.
Never grew back. So you got to be careful with that. Brandy, you're on the hashtag problems line. Go ahead.
I can't remember my kids' birthdays at doctor's visits. Foster mom problems.
How many do you have?
Currently I have 2, but I've had 4. And it's really embarrassing when you go to a doctor's visit and they say, what's your kid's birthday?
Yeah, being a foster mom, I mean, you weren't there for the delivery, yeah. So yeah.
Which one is this again?
Or whenever they say, how much did they weigh at birth?
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, when I got them, they were
13.
Honey, I can't remember how much my daughter weighed when she was born. I can't remember things like that.
Yeah, right.
There has to be an app for that, for your kids, your kids' info.
You just give them a guesstimation, right, Brandy? Like, I think he was born in September-ish of last year-ish.
If-ish.
Well, no, it's just funny. Whenever I got them, and doctors are like, whenever you got them, that's a funny way of saying whenever you gave birth.
Oh, yeah, they don't understand it.
Hashtag Big Al problem.
Thanks, Brandy. L. What's your hashtag problem?
Tequila makes me crazy. Hashtag Mexican problem.
Shut up.
There you go. There you go.
Really?
What's the craziest thing you've done after a couple of shots of tequila?
Oh, my God. I'm, like, a really, like, ghetto, and I'm the least ghetto person ever. And I knocked over someone's cheese head at a Dallas Cowboys game.
You, like, smacked it over?
You knocked.
No, he was being really obnoxious.
He deserved
it. And after the Packers won, and so I tipped it off of his head. So needless to say, it wasn't the nicest thing ever, but one of the craziest things.
Go hang out at Al's Bar this weekend.
He'd love to have you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks, Al.
Does tequila make you crazy, JC? I thought tequila was like water when you were Mexican. Like you had a good tolerance for it.
I get really friendly.
You get really friendly?
This is me on tequila when Kelly threw me a birthday party.
I am drunk. That's the truth. And if you want to prove that truth wrong, you're wrong.
See?
I can't wait you still play that. Willingly.
I was 25. It's fine. That's what we do back in the day. Let's go to Megan. What's your hashtag problem?
I cannot get my son potty trained. He would rather take off his diaper and go in his bed instead. Hashtag potty problems.
Oh.
I feel you so much on that one.
You'd rather go in bed too.
It is so difficult to potty train humans.
Humans?
Humans are impossible to potty. I think dogs are easier to potty train than babies.
Yeah.
Oh, you think?
Because they understand, right?
I beg to differ.
Your kid understands what going potty is. They just don't.
Yeah.
They just don't do it.
Yeah, he'll come and tell me afterwards, and then he thinks it's hilarious. But it's not hilarious when we don't have any sheets to put on the bed.
No, it's not.
Thanks, Megan. Good luck with that potty training business. Hmm. I held it off for a little bit longer. Scotty, finish off our hashtag problems.
Hashtag, I have many DJ problems.
Why?
Many, like, small DJ problems. Because my daughter, when anywhere we go, she always makes up songs. And she'll remix songs together. Like, Old MacDonald, she started out with, Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O.
Oh, she's a mix master.
And I'm like,
Avicii?
Chris Brown and Old MacDonald.
Wow.
He's a mix master already. That's
right. Great.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I don't even know what
that's
that
good
is.
Good,
Scotty, you might be onto something.
I mean, she can sing and do the whole thing. She'll make up random lyrics, too, and just start singing songs. She'll start with those Frozen songs and just end with something random.
But this is so much better than that nightmare that is Kids Bop.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. You take the nursery rhyme and then
you put it with a current song.
Yeah.
And I like Kids Bop. You don't have
those
a kid. That's why you don't like Kids Bop.
No, that is bad.
I don't know. They're terrible.
Yeah. Get the regular song edited.
No, unedited.
Yeah. Unedited for the children. Thanks, Scotty. You like Kids Bop? How many of those do you have, Kelly?
Well, we have like one or two, but I like that, you know, you take a song and just take out the dirty words and the kids can still enjoy it.
From a different place. You got a kid, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have one too, but I'm not there yet, I don't think.
And kids like to hear other kids sing. It's great.
I'm going to keep it real if I ever have kids.
Yeah. Thug Life, Baby Bop.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're having problems finding that special someone, it might be because your standards are too dang high.
Kelly?
What?
Are your standards too high?
Honey, they're not nearly as high as they were.
They've dropped a little bit?
There are certain things that you sort of realize aren't that important the older you get.
I wish... We're about to do this little bit. I wish we had, like, this bit from 10 years ago. In this, you know,
and replay it
in this list now.
That'd be great.
I mean, now I have a wish list.
Yeah.
A wish list is one thing. I mean, there's things I would like, but demands, requirements, those are harsh terms.
Yeah, those are things you definitely need in order to be happy with that person.
Yeah.
And we actually had a celebrity's dating list. her checklist was leaked, and an inside source released this to gossip sites, and it happens to be Taylor Swift.
Hey, she is really? Free to have whatever list she wants in her 20s.
She's dated around.
Yeah, when you're in your 20s and you're Taylor Swift.
Make your list, girl.
She's figured out what's worked and what hasn't worked, probably, right?
What's her list now?
She has a list of about 5 things she needs.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's her checklist.
It's not a big checklist, actually, but it's...
All right, what she got on her
checklist? It's tough to date Taylor Swift nowadays. Number one, you have to have a career like hers.
Well,
so you got to be famous and make a lot of money and possibly be a musician.
I can see what she's saying. A man's ego is a delicate thing. And a lot of times a man can't handle a woman more successful than he is. And it's just the truth. And so what is she going to do? She's kind of screwed. So she has to date someone on her same level.
Yeah, right. You do.
That's just because of the guy's ego.
Yeah.
I think I could do fine if a woman was way more successful.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
Okay. You don't think your ego would get the best of you?
No.
Mr. Swift, when you're called Mr. Swift one time too many.
Yeah, look at Nick Cannon being called Mr. Carey.
He's
Mr.
doing fine.
Mariah Carey.
I'm sure there's no problems in that.
She also needs the man to be leading man hot.
She wants a hot boyfriend.
You better look like Ryan Gosling.
Again, we're talking about Taylor Swift. So
you better look like Jared Leto. That's the picture they put up on Kid TV. I just went with that one. Number three.
See, that's young. That's her being young. Because, I mean, I go through phases that I'm like, I just want someone hot to look at. But when it comes down to it, hot can be terrible.
Yeah, I mean, if he's a huge jerk and
they don't
like, not
smart.
Like, I'd take a 6 with personality over a 9 that sucks.
So far, I can't date Taylor Swift. Can you date Taylor Swift so far?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Third one. This is where I find I get in the game. Mm-hmm. You must speak 2 languages.
Okay.
It doesn't say speak 2 languages well. It just says...
Does it say speak like half of 2 languages?
Half of 2 languages.
See?
What does she speak?
I don't know. I think she...
I bet it's something like French.
Do you think she...
You know it's not going to be anything practical.
No, you know what?
It's not going to be Spanish.
I bet you it's Spanish.
Does she think British accent is a different language? That's funny.
That's proper English, right? That's
right.
They have different words, so that makes it a different language.
All right, what else you
Number
got?
Number 4. Have at least 1 sister. In parentheses, this will make him a better boyfriend. Why?
I can see that.
You have more sisters.
You do have more respect, but here, I had a younger sister, and I used to lock my sister in the closet all the time.
Jake Gyllenhaal had a sister, and look how he did her.
He did her really wrong.
No, but look, you have a protectiveness.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? When you talk about your sister or Kenzie.
And you know how to treat a girl. Hopefully, you know how to treat a girl.
Yeah, I know how to. Well, I learned through my mistakes of how I treated my sister.
Yeah. What's the last one?
The last one she has is...
Taylor Swift's list.
Have a good relationship with his parents, but don't you dare be a mama's boy. Somewhere in between mama's boy and rebel.
So probably only child is off her list. A son, only child.
You can't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, but if he has a brother, child would be, just cross him off. Because that's the mama's world.
So we figured, why don't we come up with our checklist so we could analyze them. And figure out what's going on here in the studio.
Okay.
My checklist has changed. I mean, used to be I want them to be over 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
I still prefer that.
So
it's nice to be able to wear a heel.
I couldn't even see everyone was so tall.
Really?
Yeah.
We went to a middle school yesterday. Why are middle school boys 6'4" nowadays?
Hormones. It's all the food, the additives.
Did you see Kelly hit on, not hit on.
I didn't hit on him.
Okay.
She asked a question.
She saw this tall guy. She goes, oh, please tell me you have a brother. You don't know how amazing it would be.
He was a tall, married teacher, and he was hot and young. And I agreed. She goes, do you have a twin brother?
I said, do you have a brother? I said, obviously, I see the ring on your hand. I'm not hitting on you, but it would be lovely if you have a brother. Exactly what I said.
He did not have a brother.
He did not. He said he had brothers, but they were shorter than him.
Yeah.
This is the thing. I never, even at a young age, had this checklist of like, he has to have curly hair and this, you know, this and this and this. I've never had a lot of requirements.
Are you serious? I had a checklist. I seriously had a checklist.
How? You're that picky and you're married, and I had like no requirements. I struggled to come up with a few for you guys.
Well, my checklist wasn't, it's not like Taylor Swift's where it's pretty broad.
You don't even need one anymore.
I don't need one, but I have the one that I had before I met Kinsey.
Okay. What's on it?
No smoking. I don't care if it's at a party and once in a while you take a drag of a cigarette. I don't put up with that.
See, I had that rule too. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up dating a smoker for a while.
Did you really?
Disgusting. But I did it. I mean, that was like my rule.
I actually.
So you know what? When you ain't got nobody else calling to take you to dinner and he's got a cigarette hanging out his mouth, you might go to dinner.
You might. But that was
true. I used to hate it too. And then, you know, it doesn't really matter.
My number one thing.
Well, you're also a teenager.
Exactly.
You're not a 40-something-year-old single woman who hadn't had dinner.
Yeah, sure. We can sit in the smoking section.
This is my checklist, though.
Your checklist is stupid.
I actually broke up with the girl that I was dating before Kinsey because I found out she was a closet smoker, and I broke up with her. And she tried to bring me balloons on my birthday, and I said no, and I let them go.
All right.
Oh, that's just rude. That's hateful.
I was mad.
I was a teenager. Animals you killed letting those balloons go? That's ridiculous. See, that's a deal breaker for me.
I was a teenager.
What else is on your list, Kelly?
On my list?
What's on your list?
Well, JC was giving his list. Why would you interrupt him? He gave one thing.
Go ahead. Isn't it interesting? I know yours is going to be interesting.
No smoke.
They have to like kids because I had a younger sister who was little. And at that time, you know, girls, you know, it's tough to like kids when you're that young.
Yeah.
Also, if you have cats, sorry, no go. No go if you got the cat.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Nope.
One cat
or multiple
cats?
I don't know. Something about cats. They make me mad.
I'm kind of with you.
Cats make me mad.
Only if it's a single guy. If he got the cat left over in some breakup, all right. Or he rescued the cat.
Or the cat has like three legs or one eye or something. When a dude has a cat, I got a question.
It's weird.
Yeah. When a dude has a cat. Girl, I don't care.
Blonde hair. Sorry. I need the blonde hair.
Oh, you need blonde.
Okay. I need the blonde hair.
That is so shallow.
And you know, and I have
it. I'm attracted to it. I'm attracted to it.
But you would discount a really intelligent brunette.
No, you're a guy.
We already know how you feel about redheads.
I love redheads. You should know this, JC. I mean, I have a type. I like brown eyes, brown hair always. I like dark. But a hot blonde is hot. And even if you're a guy that's into blondes, you see a 10 that's a brunette.
Again, remember, I was like 17 when I came up with this list.
Oh, okay. So Megan Fox wants you. Ooh, you're brunette.
Oh, no. See, that would make it
sense. Yeah.
No wallflowers. You got to get out there on the dance floor and get crazy. Even if you can't dance. Kinsey can't dance. But she gets out there and tries.
Did you ever get busted for bopping?
I need the dancing. I need to get out there at a party, and I need us to look like...
There's not that many opportunities for dancing the older you get. You know what I mean? When's the last time you've been dancing, Big Al? Exactly.
Mine was last Saturday. Good dancing is way off the list. Saturday.
I went dancing and I left before the band started.
All right, Kelly.
I was going to say, your list is twice as long as mine, and you've been married.
Yeah, my list is way different.
That's five things.
Used to be, you know, I had that smoking thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still prefer no smoking.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
You know, I want him to be a Baptist, but, you know, I have bent on that rule a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like all your things have, but.
Well, I'm just saying, the older you get, you just don't look, you know, maybe as long as he believes there is a God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm probably going to have to mark the atheist off my list. I think that's probably, how about the list of people I won't date? Atheists.
That's it. There you go. As long as you're not atheist, give a call.
And liberals.
Oh, yeah, liberals tough, too.
So no atheist, no liberals.
Oh, an atheist liberal?
Whoa, wow.
But what if he's 6'5"?
But I can't get past that you don't believe in God thing. That bothers me.
What about an agnostic liberal?
Yeah. What if he's agnostic?
That's still borderline.
What if he's tall and he works on Sunday? I mean, he doesn't believe in God, but he's going to be at work anyway.
What if he's rich, 6'3", super hot, and agnostic and liberal?
Oh,
doesn't mean he doesn't believe. He just doesn't know what's going on.
And he loves kids.
Agnostic means he doesn't believe.
He says there might be a higher power. By definition,
yeah, kind of means indifferent.
What else you got, Kel?
Well, I did have he has to make more money than me, but that's impossible.
He makes way too much.
Right.
I make way too much, so I just have to have a man that's secure.
That can handle the
fact can handle being with a woman as successful as I am.
They're out there.
All right.
Jenna?
Okay, here's my list.
Come on.
He likes me back. That concludes my list. No, I'm kidding. Okay, I have good genes and genes, so both genes.
So he's got
like if a guy has dad genes or I don't know.
You want lowriders?
Jeans. That's my superficial thing, I would say. Yeah, the jeans. I mean, I like a guy with good style. That can make me interested
in him. I don't realize that's important until I see somebody wearing bad jeans. I mean, you said that's so shallow, but when you see somebody wearing bad jeans, that says something about them.
Yeah, you don't have to have like the best style ever, because I think the girl can mold that and, you know, and help you with that.
You can fix us very fast.
I like a guy that just gravitates towards a good pair of jeans and has good jeans.
Okay.
You know, the G-E-N-E-S. Yes. I want someone that, if I'm going to take it seriously, that has a career. Like, not just a job that makes enough money so they can go spend it at the bar on the weekend. You know, like a job that just pays the bills. I want someone that's semi-passionate about what they do. You know, like, has a serious career. Because I do.
Right.
And I feel like a guy can't handle a girl that has a job if he doesn't.
Okay.
Wit, able to keep up with conversation. Nothing's worse than when I'm being sarcastic and joking and the guy's just totally lost.
It's tough being a sarcastic girl, isn't it, Jenna?
I know. I got to get dumber. Okay.
No, you don't.
I want him to like animals.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want a guy that's like, you know, when I'm in here holding snakes or holding the baby lion in Mexico that's like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
And now, time for the ladies, get in line and figure out if you are Big Al Mac-worthy.
Okay, I'm going to try and give you the top three or four, because I got like 10 things on my list. But
You're
like
so picky.
Well, I'm just going to say, like, you need to be able to type. See, I think that's practical.
Like on a typewriter?
Yeah. I need you to be able to type.
There's autocorrects now.
Sometimes I need something like done. This is very practical. I need a letter banged out or something.
This is a girlfriend, not an assistant checklist.
I need you to live within 10 minutes of me, or you need to be willing to relocate. I'm not driving a long way to come see you. I'm sorry.
Al's tired.
I need you to be able to not be afraid to do a tequila shot in the morning. Every once in a while. We might wake up and do a tequila shot.
Hey, it was Jenna's birthday last week.
Like
we all did one on her birthday.
I appreciate
that. Don't be scared of the tequila.
I need you to have decent credit, just in case I need a co-signer for something.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.